أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله: أفضل عبادة أمتي انتظار الفرج. Please recite salawat all together. By looking at the happy faces today and a smile on your faces, I would like to say congratulations to all of you for beginning of the imamate of the imam that is imam today. He's imam of our age. My congratulations to all mu'minin and mu'minat in all over the world, those who are waiting for his time. Congratulations to the Maraji, our scholars and leader of the Muslim Ummah. We as the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam are really lucky to have imamat and concept of imamat. And we have a concept of a future, a brightened future, that none of the nations has that future. Others are becoming hopeless, and Shias are becoming hopeful. At the time when they see destruction, they become hopeless. But when we see this bloodshed and destruction, we become more hopeful. When night becomes to the midnight, and the dark of the night is going to cover the world, there is a time when you can have a hope that dawn is near. There is a time that somebody starts counting that after a few hours there will be a time when we will see a light, when we see a sun, it is going to rise. And as we can see today, that world is darkening day by day. We should have hope that son of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, son of Fatima al-Zahra, will soon rise. And we pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. Please say salawat all together. Today for my dear children and brothers and sisters and youth, I would like to speak about a little about the history of beginning of imamat of our imam, and then, as I had promised yesterday, to speak about the representative of our 12th imam. But I would like to make it short that I'm not going to be obstacle between you and dinner. Dear brothers and sisters, about the ghaibat of our imam and the personality of 12th imam, there were many predictions, and this concept was a very famous concept. Not only the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam were waiting for the time of 12th imam, but even the rulers and the wrongdoers, Khulafa, they were also in fears. And when we see their plots at the time, when it comes closer to our 12th Imam, and when we see their fear, for example, calling our 10th Imam to this Askar and Samira within the armed forces, and 11th Imam, placing them under the close watch, under the cameras, under the armed forces. One of the reasons that they had heard all those hadith about birth of 12th Imam. That is why they wanted to keep that under their close eyes, as today, you know, these Daesh and these enemies, they have again blocked that city. Why this city is today a target, and why that was target in the past? Because there are eyes at that time also, 1100 years before, and Hijri, that was 250 and 255 Hijri, at that time, as eyes were watching towards this city and watching towards the personalities of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam and these two Aimma alayhi salam, they became in very scrutinizing circumstances. So this weight was being both sides. It was not only one side. It was both sides. That is why when birth of our 12th Imam has taken place, our 11th Imam tried to keep it secret. And there are three concepts about the ghaibat of Imam. There are three views when ghaibat of Imam has started. One of the concept and views that some of the narrators, they believe that occultation, that was the shorter occultation, it is started with the beginning of the life. So that means after the birth of our 12th Imam, his occultation started from there. And his shorter occultation during this time, he was living in occultation. Second view about the occultation, it is his occultation, it started at the time of martyrdom of our 11th Imam, which is more supported by our ulama, that they think that this is the closest one. Because after the martyrdom, imamat of any imam, it starts when one imam is going to die. So there is no reason that we can say that occultation started or his responsibility started with birth. It is started with the martyrdom of our 11th Imam. And that was time that openly Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had come once in the people, in the gathering. According to some of the narration, when a body of our 11th Imam was taken for the final funeral and prayers, and a brother of Imam Askari, he came to perform Salat Janaza. That Jafar, that has become famous with Jafar Kaddab, or if he has repented, according to some of the narration, that later he has been able to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for repentance, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept repentance of all mu'mineen mu'minat. He had claimed about his imamat, and he came to perform Salat Janaza. And our 12th Imam, he comes suddenly in the gathering, and he asks from his uncle, of course, that you have to go back, and I would like to perform Salat Janaza. It's my father's body, and let me perform this Salat Janaza. So this was an open closure of Imam alayhi salam, that he came outside, and people they had seen, and reports went to the government, because before that it was one of the secrets of Imam Askari, that he tried to keep it secret, and this was some of the things that even servants, they were not being allowed to disclose that and speak with anybody about this fact or the birth of 12th Imam. And government tried to take the reports from various ways, and they were trying if they can, and even they pointed out people, those who are secret services, as you know today, in our age, they don't need to have any secret services now. They have cameras everywhere, and people, they come with the cameras and they take your videos and they go back. And there are some they are volunteer, of course. You know, there may be some people, those who are just volunteer for them, that they can give the service to the government as well. But anyways, there is no problem with that. It is not something new that was happening in the old ages of Imam Ali Musallam. So this was one of the facts that beginning of Imamat of our 12th Imam. It has happened after the martyrdom of our 11th Imam Hasan Askari alayhi salatu wassalam. And during this time, of course, there were only 5 years that Imam was in the age of 5 years when he held the responsibility of Imamat. So maybe sometimes somebody can question that, is that possible? Somebody can hold this responsibility, that is greatest responsibility. Of course, there are many evidences about the prophets and Imam Ali Musallam that one can hold responsibility. It is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us abilities, that when we grow at that time, we can hold responsibility. And if somebody becomes mature from his young age, then also he can hold that responsibility as well. There's no problem with that. And our 12th Imam, of course, he born with the imamat and with the knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our concept about Imam Ali Musallam, that they are born imam. When they are born imam, they come with the divinity, they come with the knowledge, they come with the miraculous life, and their life begins with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if anybody speaks with an imam on the very first day and asks anything, they are going to answer the same way as they are going to give the answer when they are in the old age. There is no difference between that, because we believe that they are with the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are mature from very beginning. There is no difference between the childhood of imam and the young age of imam. So when government becomes aware about the birth of a child that has taken place and he is taking the responsibility, at that time they become curious, and they started sending people inside. So there is another concept that has not been supported by our ulama, that his ghaibat is started from Sardab. You know, those who have visited Samira, they know that there is a underground, there is a Sardab, that where many people, they believe that this is a point where the government at that time had attacked, and Abbasi government, when they attacked, that was Mu'tadid, and he asked from his armed forces to go and search for Imam. So they came and they raided on the house of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and they started searching. So according to this narration, that was the point when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam had begun his occultation. But it is not supported. The real concept and view that can be supported by our ulama, that is after the martyrdom, ghaibat has started, or ghaibat that is being called shorter ghaibat, that is started after the martyrdom of our 11th Imam. But government, of course, it started making research. So there are two reports that are being said, that they sent the people in the house of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So the police forces of Abbasis, they came inside and they started searching. And when they went inside that underground, and they found that there is a curtain, and they opened the curtain, and they started looking that there is a river and there is a large house inside. And they saw there is a young man who is performing the prayer. He is reciting the Salat, standing towards Qibla. And then they thought that this is the time that they should get closer, and they have to arrest him, because they were asked that they have to take him, arrest him, or either they have to kill him at the same time, and report has to be given to the government. When they tried to enter to that river at that time, one of them, he started drowning. The second he tried, and he started drowning as well. Then they got in fear, and they came back. And second time again, they got closer to the house of our 12th Imam, and they heard the voice of recitation of Quran, that somebody is reciting Quran. And that voice was a beautiful voice. And they started going behind that voice, and they started searching that if they can find somebody, and they went inside, but Imam alayhi salatu wasalam just passed them, and he got out, and he was looking towards them, but they could not see Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. That was the second point that the government had sent to arrest 12th Imam, but they were not been successful. So these were the few events that can be said that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam was seen. But other than that, there were personalities, those who have been in connection with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. So let us see what are the personality. And I would like to just say for the youth, I know that many of you may know the names and those personalities that were being appointees, and they are called Nawab Arba, the four appointees of our 12th Imam, Imam Zaman Ajallah Farajahu Sharif. One of them, of course, you know, sometimes somebody can say that, what is the name? So name is Abu Amr Uthman ibn Sa'id, and he was called as Amri, not Omri. So maybe sometimes, you know, when you read those names and then you try to, you know, relate with something, and if you do not read that right, then you're going to translate that wrong as well. His name is Abu Amr, and he was called by 11th Imam as Amri. This Uthman ibn Sa'id had opportunity to be with 10th Imam, then 11th Imam, and then of course he was being one of the deputy of 11th Imam and 12th Imam. This opportunity for somebody that he can spend times with the three Aimma alayhi salam, and being deputy of two Aimma alayhi salam, and being the very first deputy of our 12th Imam. You know, sometimes people, they start making objections that is that necessary? Somebody has to be Sayyid in order to be a leader. No, that is not necessary. Yes, Imam or Aimma alayhi salam, they were being from the progeny of Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. But when you see all these, all four deputies of our 12th Imam, none of them is Sayyid. So that is not one of the conditions. And second, sometimes we start raising this question that a leader has to be infallible. Why an infallible leader? You know, this is one of the objection many people they make. How we can accept somebody who is not infallible and accept him as a leader? We only accept infallible leader. Is that the case? Do we only accept infallible leaders? No. At the time of our 12th Imam, he appointed an infallible leader, a pious personality, a personality that is follower of the path of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim, that keeps the secrets of Ahlul Bayt al-Muslim as the deputy. And he became deputy, and he was living in his time, although his business, it has been said that he was selling oil. So his business trade was as oil seller. But at the same time, he used to send messages through this business while he was making this trade. And that is why he's called Samman as well. The one who is his trade is selling the oil. And sometimes putting the letters in the oil and sending in the boxes, sending to the various places. He was living in Samarra. He had very close connection with our 12th Imam, Imam Zaman, Ajallahu Farajahu Sharif. So he had political affairs. He had to deal all social affairs of Imam Alayhi Salatu Wasalam. And he helps to spread the knowledge and ahadith of Aimar alayhi salam, and these were being spread by this personality. Second personality that is being said, that is son of Uthman ibn Sa'id. Muhammad ibn Uthman ibn Sa'id Amri. That was another personality. So you can see that after father, he has trained another son, that he became as deputy as well. What a great honor. You know, we need to think sometimes that can we be that trustworthy that even not Imam of the age, that at least a marja, a leader of the time can trust upon us. And he can trust in such a way that all his messages has to be delivered by that personality. These great people of the history, those who made the history, they became symbol within the Shia and followers of Ahlul Bayt in those difficult circumstances where somebody could not meet with the Aimma alayhim salam, somebody could not see Aimma alayhim salam. And as I've said yesterday, that our 11th Imam used to ask the people not to say salam to me. In this difficult circumstances, somebody takes responsibility to be deputy of Imam and to deliver their messages. So they were actually calling their death. They were ready to sacrifice their lives. Third personality that is sometimes famous within our community as well, you know, the personality that is called Abul Qasim Hussain ibn Rauh. When I said he's famous in our communities, that, you know, on Nima Shaban, you try to write letters. I don't know how many people they even read that letter. How many people they read that whom they're writing to, and what is this narration sometimes. Although any time can be written, a letter can be written any time. It's not necessary that you have to write on Nima Shaban. You can speak with Imam any times. And sometimes take this opportunity to come on Friday, leave your houses, to speak with Imam of the age. Many people think that, you know, it's only on Nima Shaban. After a year, we have to get together. On that night, we take paper and we start writing to Imam of the age. No, that is not right. There has to be time to time speak with your Imam. Yabna Sadat al Muqarrabin. يَبْنَ الْآيَاتِ وَالْبَيِّنَاتِ يَبْنَ يَاسِينُ وَالْدَّارِيَاتِ. These are addresses to Imam. This Dua Nudba, it addresses to Imam. O the son of Yasin and Dariyat. يَبْنَ الطُّورِ وَالْعَادِيَاتِ. O the son of Tur. O the son of Adiyat. O the son of Aimma alayhim salam. سَادَةِ الْمُقَرَّبِينَ. أَيْنَ اسْتَقَرَّتْ بِكَ النَّوَى. Can we know that where you are located? Yes, sometimes a Shia should take his time and speak with Imam. Where you are located, O my Imam? Hussain ibn Rauh, he was appointed by Muhammad ibn Uthman. According to some of the narration, he was also one of the companions of our 11th Imam, and some others say that because he was born later on, or year a distance from our 11th Imam till him there was 50 years. But 50 years not a much age that we say that he could not be related or he could not have that relation with Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. He could not be companion of our 11th Imam. He became later on to Baghdad, and in Baghdad he began his activities as a deputy of our 12th Imam. And because he had a good relation with the government of the time, and government it was changed, and some of the rulers, they were little better than the previous one, and they were in favor of the followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. That is why Hussein ibn Rawah had a good opportunity to spread his message, and he had connection with both sides, keeping connection with the government and keeping connection with the people as well. But still, again, I would like to emphasize in this point that sometimes people, they look at one of the part of history and they try to do istimbat. They try to make a hukm, a law for themselves. That, see that Hussein ibn Rawah, he was involved in the politics, why not we? This is wrong. We cannot make results like that. Hussein ibn Rawah was appointed by Imam Zaman, ajallahu farjahu sharif. And any activity he used to do, he was related with authority, and authority has allowed him to do that. If Imam does not allow him to have any connection with the government of time, he would be the strict follower of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and he will not have any connection with those rulers. But because he was being asked about that, that is why he had that relation as well. And fourth personality that was deputy of Imam, that is Ali ibn Muhammad Samari. The final letters that are being sent to personality of Ali ibn Muhammad, he got those letters and he spread those letters, and at the moment they are as document. When you look at the books, you would find that these letters are remaining. And how amin and trustworthy these personalities were, that they have been able to keep that, protect that, and save that in the history of Aimar alayhi salam. Even we know that one of the latest and final letter that was sent by our Imam to him, that he wanted to say that after you there will be no deputy, you are the final deputy. Because a time of shorter occultation was ending and time of larger occultation was starting. And that was a time when Imam alayhi salatu wasalam writes to Ali ibn Muhammad Samari with these words that I would like to share, that I would like to end today's speech. Imam said to Ali ibn Muhammad Samari, because he was getting close to his death, and Imam predicted about his death, that your death is getting close. He said, "A'udhum Allahu ajra akhwanika feek." That as you are getting close, sometimes when somebody is getting close to death or somebody dies, at that time they say, "A'udhum Allahu ujurana ujurakum fi musabihi." May Allah give you reward. An Imam addressed him that may Allah reward you for your musibat and reward all mu'mineen, those are around you, those are followers, your followers. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. You will be dying in next 6 days. See, this is knowledge of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, that he predicted for his deputy that your death is getting close, you have to be prepared yourself. How lucky these personalities were, that they have a complete connection and relation with Imam of the age. Even Imam of the age has given them time of their death, that when they are going to leave this world, when they are going to depart this world. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ سِتَّةَ أَيَّامٍ فَجْمَعْ أَمْرَكَ. Get ready for that. You prepare yourself. وَلَا تُوسَى إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ and after yourself that you do not make anybody as a deputy. فَقَدْ وَقَعَتِ الْغَيْبَةُ الثَّانِيَةً. Now because there is a larger quotation, it is going to start. So Imam was giving him reports that I have already appointed four, and that was because of the short reputation. I wanted to be related with the community, and he used to meet with these personalities sometimes. And this longer quotation, Imam said, فَلَا ظُهُورَ إِلَّا بَعْدَ إِذْنِ اللَّهِ. When this longer quotation is going to start, zuhur and reappearance, it is not going to happen unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives permission. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my zuhur is not going to get closer. وَذَلِكَ بَعْدَ طُولِ الْعَمَدِ. It's going to be after centuries, after passing the times. قَسْوَةَ الْقُلُوبِ. People's hearts will be hardened. This is what Imam has predicted. That a time is going to come that people's heart will be qasi, qasawatul qalb. They'll be cold-hearted people. You can see this qasawatul qalb, it's increasing day by day. Killing of people. Now it's on YouTube that you have to see how somebody is cutting the throat, how somebody is cutting the body. And our youth, those who have never seen any slaughter to be slaughtered in their front, our young people, those who haven't been experienced to kill an animal, they are seeing human being today, that they are being slaughtered in front of them, and they can see that movie. That is going to increase qasawatul qalb. And Imam said, وَمْتَلَى الْأَرْضُ جَوْرًا. A time is going to come that this world is going to be filled with the zulm, suppression and oppression. And that would be the time that my reappearance is going to happen. So dear brothers and sisters, what we can conclude that four deputy of Imam alayhi salam, they were the personalities that Aimma alayhi salam, they were making a different system. A system of ijtihad, a system of jurisprudence, a system of leadership. They were actually shifting the system from imamat to ijtihad. And that is the time that we live today under ijtihad, under the wilayat faqih. Wilayat faqih is the concept that our a'imma alayhim salam, they have laid down in their time. The people, they have to be connected. And even when you see all these four deputies, it is said that Aimma alayhi salam, they used to gather the group of people, like 40 people, those who are the most trustworthy people. And they used to ask them that you have to follow from them. Yaduhu yadi, lisanuhu lisani, qawluhu qawli. His speech is my speech. His hand is my hand. His tongue is my tongue. That is how a personality that is not infallible, but he becomes a deputy in such a way that Imam alayhi salam is looking him as an imam and placing him as an imam, appointing him as an imam with all the knowledge that has been given by Aimma alayhi salam. So we should try to understand that if today our maraji, they have same position. So there are two types of the appointments. One is a general appointment, and there is a specific appointment. Specific appointment, it has happened only in the short reputation that Imam had appointed four deputies. But after that, general appointment started. But status is going to be same. As status of these four deputies, the status of present Maraje and leader is going to be same. That we need to follow from them as the people at that time, they used to follow from the deputies of Aimma alayhim salam. So let us end with the dua of faraj all together. Everybody and all together. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma kulli waliyyika al-hujjat ibn al-Hasan. صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه. في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Allah Jalla 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 Jal